Alam Jabara lives in Chicago, Illinois, 6 hours away from Detroit, Michigan, which means she can't vote in the state's primary election. But the race for Michigan's 13th congressional district was too important and personal for Jabara to miss, which is why she drove the 6 hours to volunteer in Rashida Tlaib's campaign on Election Day.
As a Muslim American, as an Arab American, as a Palestinian American, I'm her, she's me.
Though it's an election in Michigan, Tlaib's campaign for Congress has historic nationwide implications, particularly for Muslim American women, who view Tlaib's candidacy as a door opening.
Just getting the text messages from young girls. I just got one from New York, like, hi, you don't know me. My name is Homa, but like, I just want you to know I'm watching this in New York. It makes me emotional.
Yeah.
Like just thinking like, oh my God, this is so wonderful. So it's really cool.
Rashida is a woman who cares about the people at the grassroots level, and she's built a new generation of young people who want to run for office as well. She's turning out first-time voters, not just youth, but elders who are first-time voters, who've been, you know, American citizens for a long time, even those who were born here who have never voted before because they had no faith in our government.
Those voters made the difference for Tlaib, something she and her supporters only realized after a long wait into the morning for results of a contest that, until the end, was a close race.
If Detroit's website is to be believed, we've won this race.
Though overcome with emotion upon hearing the final tally, Tlaib took the opportunity to recognize the importance of her historic moment for her family.
As I push you with my mom, who's from a small village in the West Bank, they're literally glued. It's like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. And now it's more than that. But they're glued to the TV. My grandmother, my aunts, my uncles in Palestine are sitting by and watching their granddaughter.
Since there is no Republican challenger in November, the primary election is the only close race Tlaib will face before being sworn in as a freshman U.S. Congresswoman, a role many Muslim Americans across the country are now watching with eagerness and hope.
Rashida is them, right? Rashida is going to be their face, their voice in Congress. And Rashida's, you know, Rashida being in Congress is going to be like, okay, we're American just like you are.
There could soon be more like her. Somali-American lawmaker Ilhan Omar is running for a congressional seat in Minnesota August 14th and could eventually serve alongside Rashida Tlaib in the U.S. Congress. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Detroit, Michigan.
Across the 13th congressional district, it's still very tight. A lot of us are